Learning Spanish for Beginners Podcast, Session 12. Phrases in Spanish for the Customs and Immigration Office at the Airport. Welcome to a new session of Learning Spanish for Beginners Podcast. In this session, we will learn a few phrases in Spanish that can be useful at the Customs and Immigration Office at the Airport.
Por cierto, by the way, you can get a list with the 100 most common words in spoken Spanish at spanishforajob.com/topwords. If you have ever felt overwhelmed with Spanish vocabulary, it's time to focus on the words that are used most often in everyday conversations. Remember, you can get your copy of the list with the 100 most common words in spoken Spanish at spanishforajob.com/topwords.
Okay, let's get started. How to pronounce phrases you can use at customs and immigration in a Spanish-speaking country. Let's begin by reviewing a few questions about yourself, such as ¿Cuál es su nacionalidad? What is your nationality? ¿Cuál es su nacionalidad? ¿En qué país vive? In what country do you live? ¿En qué país vive? ¿Cuál es su fecha de nacimiento? What is your date of birth? ¿Cuál es su fecha de nacimiento? ¿En dónde nació? Where were you born? ¿En dónde nació? ¿Trae su pasaporte con usted? Do you have your passport with you? ¿Trae su pasaporte con usted? ¿Puedo ver su pasaporte? May I see your passport? ¿Puedo ver su pasaporte? ¿Me permite su pasaporte, por favor? May I have your passport, please? ¿Me permite su pasaporte, por favor? Now, let's go over a few related answers about yourself. Things that you could answer when you were asked questions like this. Soy un ciudadano estadounidense. I am an American citizen. Soy un ciudadano estadounidense. Soy canadiense. I am Canadian. Soy canadiense. Soy de Francia. I am from France. Soy de Francia. Tengo nacionalidad alemana. I have German nationality. Tengo nacionalidad alemana. Vivo en Inglaterra. I live in England. Vivo en Inglaterra. Mi fecha de nacimiento es el 7 de marzo de 1978. My date of birth is March 7, 1978. Mi fecha de nacimiento es el 7 de marzo de 1978. Aquí está mi pasaporte. Here's my passport. Aquí está mi pasaporte. Now, let's review a few questions about your arrival, such as, ¿De dónde viene hoy? Where are you coming from today? ¿De dónde viene hoy? ¿Desde dónde viaja hoy? Where are you traveling from today? ¿Desde dónde viaja hoy? ¿Su vuelo hizo alguna escala? Did your flight make any stops? ¿Su vuelo hizo alguna escala? ¿Dónde ha estado recientemente? Where have you been recently? ¿Dónde ha estado recientemente? Now, let's go over a few answers about your arrival that you could use to answer questions like the ones I just said. For example, vengo de Canadá. I'm coming from Canada. Vengo de Canadá. Sí, mi vuelo hizo escala en Amsterdam. Yes, my flight stopped in Amsterdam. No, mi vuelo no hizo escalas. No, my flight didn't make any stops. No, mi vuelo no hizo escalas. Recientemente he estado en Honduras y en Costa Rica. Recently, I've been to Honduras and Costa Rica. Recientemente he estado en Honduras y Costa Rica. If you would like to learn more phrases, go ahead and visit spanishforyourjob.com/customs, where you will find a text article with a list of questions and answers in Spanish that can be useful at customs and immigration, along with videos you can use to improve your comprehension and pronunciation. To access a full list of questions and answers with text and video, go ahead and visit spanishforyourjob.com/customs. If you would like to review a text version of these contents, you can access a PDF transcript of this session at learningspanishforbeginners.com/12. That's all for today's session. If you would like to learn more phrases, go ahead and visit spanishforyourjob.com/customs, where you will find a text article with a list of questions and answers in Spanish that can be useful at customs and immigration, along with videos you can use to improve your comprehension and pronunciation. To access a full list of questions and answers with text and video, go ahead and visit spanishforyourjob.com/customs. Thanks for listening to Learning Spanish for Beginners podcast.
If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review and let me know what is your biggest challenge when it comes to learning Spanish so I can help you. See you next time. Hasta la próxima.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.